From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Kiev for talks with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, while the leaders of France and Germany announced they are also heading to Ukraine with a new peace proposal. Ahead of Kerry's arrival, a senior State Department official announced the U.S. is providing Ukraine with an additional $16.4 million in aid to help civilians affected by the fighting between Ukraine's military and pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine. Jordan's King Abdullah is vowed to step up Jordan's role in fighting the Islamic State militants after the group's gruesome killing of a Jordanian pilot. The murder of the pilot triggered international condemnation and prompted Jordanian authorities to execute two Iraqi prisoners. King Abdullah cut short his trip to Washington to personally attend to those events. A Jordanian government spokesman says the military intends to work more closely with coalition partners.
We are talking about a collaborative effort between coalition members in order to intensify our efforts and work to stop extremism and terrorism and to undermine and degrade and eventually finish Daesh.
And now to Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama and the Dalai Lama will both attend the annual National Prayer Breakfast today. However, it's not clear whether the two will meet. White House officials Wednesday played down suggestions that President Obama would publicly interact with the Tibetan spiritual leader at the event. The National Security Council spokeswoman said in a statement that the president is a strong supporter of the Dalai Lama's teachings in preserving Tibet's religious, cultural, and linguistic traditions. This is VOA News. Ebola cases have gone up for the first time this year in three West African countries where transmission remains active. The World Health Organization says 124 new cases were reported in the past week. Sierra Leone logged a high of 80 new cases, followed by 39 in Guinea and 5 in Liberia. The number of new cases had declined for several consecutive weeks, raising hopes that the outbreak was ending. Chad's army killed more than 200 members of the Boko Haram militia in fighting in northeastern Nigeria. Nine soldiers also died. Chad troops engaged the militia fighters after they reportedly killed more than 70 people in cross-border raid into Cameroon. An unidentified army officer said he was shocked by what he had found in the aftermath of Boko Haram's presence. He says they acquired weapons and were killing people. He adds it's not godly what they were doing. You can't slaughter humans like animals. They were putting knives here, and this is the first time I've encountered something like this. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. Australian journalist Peter Grusty says he wants to remain a foreign news correspondent even after spending 400 days in an Egyptian jail on charges of broadcasting false news. The Al Jazeera journalist was deported from Egypt earlier this week. He smiled broadly as he spoke at a news conference Thursday alongside his parents in Brisbane.
I don't want to give this up, my job up. I'm a correspondent. It's what I do. How I do it, whether I actually do go ahead with it, I don't know. That's the way I feel right now.
And now to Taiwan, where the death toll from the crash of the passenger plane has risen to 31 Thursday as search and rescue operations continued for 12 people still missing. Lin Ti-ming is the head of Taiwan's Civil Aeronautics Administration and said that the search continues. He says the head and tail of the plane have been recovered from the water. Two engines have also been found, and part of the plane's wings are still also underwater. The plane's wreckage remains due to fast water currents. He adds that the cause of the crash is under investigation. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says DNA evidence appears to confirm Philippine police killed a top militant during a raid in Mindanao last month. Philippine officials have insisted that the militant, Sulfuki Binhir, was killed during a January 25th police raid. The operation resulted in the deaths of 44 police officers and upset a fragile peace process with the rebels in the region. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.